Nadar and Perk Test Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yesh Tvarim Shehin Kanola Ve'Einin Kanola. There are certain things Rabbi Meir says that's like Nolad, but it's not like Nolad. Ve'Ein Chacham and Moidim Lo. And the Chacham were not Moided to him. So it's interesting because there are those that have Girsa, the Nusach, that the Chacham were Moided, and the Rambam actually has this Girsa, because the Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Meir, which seems that everybody's agreeing, even the Chacham agreeing to Rabbi Meir. Ketzad, what's the case? Omer, Koinim Sheini Noisis Ploinis Shavia Ra. And the reason that in this case, Acham, according to those nuschaos, are agreeing to be mayor, is because in this case, person saying that he's not marrying this woman, Shavia Ra, her father's a bad guy. Armulo Mace, they said the guy died. Osha also Tshuva, the guy is no longer a bad guy, the Tshuva. So the reason that this is different is because here he's giving almost like, it's almost like a t'nai. It's not mamisha t'nai. He's not making a condition that I'm only marrying her on condition her father's alive. But when he speaks it out like this, it's similar to doing so. Or, koinim l'bayi zeh she'eni nichnas, she'akelev ra b'soicha. I'm not, he makes a koinim not to enter a certain house because there's a vicious dog inside. Or she'anachash b'soicha, or a snake. Amru lo, they tell him, mei sa'kelevo she'nerag anachash. The dog died, or the snake was killed. And Taisanta points out, could have been that the dog was killed and the snake died. Doesn't really matter. Harei hein kanoilad, ve'einin kanoilad. So these are like nolad, but not like nolad. Meaning that they're not 100% like something that's not going to be. It's like a t'nai, and in such a situation, you could be matar it with a chacham. In other words, it's not like the guy made a t'nai, because if a guy made a t'nai, if a guy said that he's making a nether on condition that the dog is alive, and then the dog dies, well, that's a condition. Then he doesn't need a chacham to be matar. But here, he doesn't say it like a condition, but he says out the reason. When he says out the reason in such a situation, then we can be paiseach in these cases, like the Rav points out. And the girsa in our Mishnah says, ve'ein chacham moidim lo, chacham didn't agree. But like we said, there are those nuschos that had the chacham do agree to Rabbi Meir, and the Rambam holds like Rabbi Meir. Because this is not like the previous cases of nolad, something that we didn't expect to happen, because here he actually spoke it out, so it's almost like a t'nai that when it does happen, we can be paiseach and he can regret it. And we can then be matar the nether.